Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Monday, April 22nd, 2024. We have another one from the Astro Mermaid Tarot today. I don't know how that happened back to back, but it did. It is the Six of Swords, which is labeled Six of Air. And of course, this is by artist Danielle Norman. This could be a pretty appropriate card for today, you know, given the circumstances of everything that's going on. I brought this up yesterday, as I have on multiple other occasions, that, you know, we're still in eclipse season, effectively until tomorrow. Also, Mercury retrograde, so some things are a little bit iffy, if you will. And you might not be feeling 100% in control of things at this point. In the lead up to tomorrow's intense Scorpio full moon, happening at 4 degrees, we have a Libra moon still today, and it is opposing Mercury in Aries and Venus in Aries. Without even getting into, you know, too much detail in trying to overanalyze these, let's just say that some things might feel a bit off, whether off balance or whatever, especially within relationships. Even though the Aries total solar eclipse was the one receiving all the hype, this is probably the moon to be paying attention to this month, simply because of its intensity. So if you want to check out my full moon tarot guidance, you can find it on my website, my Patreon, or my YouTube channel. And I gotta tell you, there's just so much happening, perhaps building up to this point. Whatever is going on, you will see the cards begin to change once we get past tomorrow. It always amazes me. Now, with this card, like I mentioned, iffiness, it's kind of like we're along for the ride, you know, not having complete control over where life is taking us and needing to trust in the process that, you know, anything which is, you know, chaotic or represents any turbulence on our path will eventually smooth out. And, you know, those days are coming, but honestly, are they here today? You might feel a ripple or two. And when we have these kinds of energy, what is important to remember more than anything is our own behavior. We cannot control what others are doing, but we can control how we react to certain situations. And that doesn't mean, you know, you have to be passive and turn the other cheek, but it also means you don't need to poke the bear. You don't need to, you know, attend every fight to which you're invited, right? You can just go along and let the universe take you to where you need to be, because you're going to get there pretty soon. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.